Hi everyone, Julie here. I want to talk to you about online collaboration and working in virtual teams or groups, and the fact that we need to be flexible. The online environment is quite different to the face-to-face learning and working environment. We need some additional skills that you may not already have, or you may have for different purposes for face-to-face learning and working. We need empathy, collaboration skills, communication skills, leadership skills, and we need to know how to compromise. Let's explore these further. Empathy. How will you build an empathetic relationship with the people you work with or the people that you teach? Sometimes this starts with meeting in person, if at all possible. That initial sort of face-to-face meeting can cement the relationship. But of course, as we know, this is not always possible. As you build empathy, don't assume everyone has the same skills and attitudes as you, or the same understanding or background, of course, when we're talking about global collaboration. Talk to them. Find out what their skills and strengths are. Find out and build that empathy. In terms of communication skills, when you start a collaboration online, have you set up workable online modes for effective communication? Have you agreed on protocols for communication? In other words, is it clear that you will meet once a week, twice a week, etc.? I've seen people in the past get quite upset because they were in a collaboration and they thought they were meeting once a week and the other collaborators thought it was once a month. And you know, these little misunderstandings, when you're not face-to-face to sort them out, can grow into bigger problems. Do all members of the group or team have an equal voice in terms of communication? What are your solutions to solving disagreements? You need to think about these things. Productivity relies on clear communication strategies to avoid misunderstandings. And then there's collaboration, of course, which is our key focus here. And collaboration starts with contribution. Now, in your team or your group, is everyone contributing? And if not, maybe you need to look at what the problem might be. It could be a misunderstanding. It could be a number of things. Is everyone happy with the decisions being made? If not, are you able to talk this through as a team? This is one of the most difficult things you will ever do. For online learners, a group assignment can be quite daunting. So, you know, providing skills and understanding that talking through things in more regular meetings perhaps could be a solution. For organisations, collaborating with those beyond who are not part of your office culture, so to speak, also takes careful planning and building of empathy and communication protocols. At some point, you will feel the pain and discomfort of virtual collaboration and come to understand it is part of the learning or working environment. You may not be able to solve all issues, but you do need to develop, you know, the empathy and communication skills to be able to address collaborative issues. And you need to have strategies that include clear, open, and regular communication. Leadership is also key here. When working virtually, all members can be leaders, but make sure there is no one person dominating in a virtual team or group. Make sure everyone has a voice and an equal voice. Take those leadership opportunities while at the same time allowing others also to take leadership. This is all part of leadership and group problem solving. And finally, compromise is really important here. You must be able to park your pride and work within the group flow. Whatever you're collaborating on, creating together needs to be bigger than how you perhaps feel about it. You need to communicate those feelings, but then compromise on project direction and outcomes. If you do not have compromise, your team could be dysfunctional. Think about that. In summary, when working virtually, in a team, in a group, you need to develop empathy, communication, good collaboration strategies, leadership, and compromise. Thank you.